From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hi, it's Chloe. September 11th. Pen and Health, the one that made me reread the abstract, is at the top. Let's get into it. First, from Phys.org. Scientists visualize proteins' hidden water architecture that may help define biological function. Researchers have recently made strides in understanding proteins by focusing on an often overlooked aspect: the water molecules that surround them. This study highlights how these water molecules interact with proteins, influencing their shape and function. By visualizing this hidden water architecture, scientists can gain deeper insights into how proteins work, which could have implications for drug design and disease treatment. The findings suggest that the water surrounding proteins is not just a passive player, but plays an active role in their biological functions. This perspective could shift how we approach protein research, moving beyond just the amino acid sequence and structure to include the dynamic environment around them. While this research is promising, it's still early days. The study provides a new lens to view protein functionality, but further exploration is needed to fully understand the implications. Overall, this could pave the way for more targeted therapies and a better grasp of cellular processes. Next, second from Science Alert, Earth's crust is unzipping under Italy, scientists say. Scientists have discovered that the Earth's crust is unzipping beneath Italy, particularly in the Apennine mountain range. This process, called delimination, involves the lower crust peeling away and sinking into the mantle, creating a unique geological situation where some areas are rising while others are sinking. Researchers led by Stefano Tavani analyzed various data sources, including earthquake measurements and satellite observations, revealing a moving front of this unzipping process. The Apennines, which stretch about 745 miles, have long puzzled geologists due to their simultaneous contraction and extension. For millions of years, these opposing movements were part of the same tectonic system. However, a shift occurred around 2 million years ago, leading to ongoing deformation that wasn't fully explained by previous models. The study suggests that delimination is the key factor driving this complex behavior. The researchers found a distinct zone where the crust beneath the Tyrrhenian and Adriatic sides overlaps, indicating where the delimination is actively happening. As the lower crust detaches, it allows the remaining crust to rebound and extend, while the front experiences compression. Although this model simplifies the complex interactions at play, it offers valuable insights into the dynamic processes shaping the region. Up next, third from Science Alert. Flushing a toilet can blast germs up to your breathing zone, study finds. A new review of 22 studies highlights that flushing a toilet can create a plume of aerosols that may rise into our breathing zone, potentially carrying harmful germs. While many studies have shown this phenomenon, the evidence is still inconsistent, with variations in how experiments were conducted. Researchers found that the amount of bioaerosols released depends on factors like the toilet's microbial load and the force of the flush. Regular cleaning can help reduce these germs, and using toilets with lower flush volumes may limit aerosol spread. Closing the lid before flushing can also help, though it doesn't eliminate the risk entirely. More research is needed, especially in places like hospitals, to better understand and mitigate these risks. And then, fourth from Big Think, how to debate from a two-time world champion. Bo Seo, a two-time debate champion, shares insights on effective arguing, emphasizing that many discussions falter due to four negative personas that derail conversations. He identifies these personas as distractions that can shift focus away from constructive dialogue. Seo also introduces a helpful framework consisting of four questions to determine if a debate is worth engaging in, guiding listeners to prioritize meaningful discussions over trivial disputes. To illustrate his points, he references the Cold War standoff between Nixon and Khrushchev, highlighting how their ability to remain composed under pressure can serve as a model for managing heated debates. Seo's approach encourages a thoughtful and strategic mindset, reminding us that staying calm and focused can lead to more productive conversations. On the markets, Kalshi traders have been actively repricing this story in the last day. Next, fifth from South Dakota Voices, Deep Darkness Leads to Enlightenment. The Homestake Mine in Lead, South Dakota, was once the largest and deepest gold mine in the Western Hemisphere, operating from 1876 until 2002 and producing over 40 million ounces of gold. Now, its depths are being repurposed for groundbreaking research into dark matter at the Sanford Underground Research Institute. Dark matter, which makes up about 95% of the universe, is still largely a mystery. The recent OX Zeppelin experiment has provided a tantalizing hint of dark matter through a single particle interaction that doesn't fit with what we know about normal matter. While this finding isn't a confirmed discovery yet, it's generating a lot of excitement in the scientific community. This research involves prestigious universities like Stanford and UC Berkeley, all working together to unravel the secrets of the universe right here in South Dakota. It leaves us wondering what other discoveries might emerge from this unique location in the future. Up next, sixth from Predirections, Ghosts, Debts, and Credits. A recent study by John Harding highlights how stream ecosystems in North Carolina reflect past land use, showing that even after restoration, they carry a memory of previous agricultural impacts. This concept, known as extinction debt, suggests that species may already be on a path to local extinction due to past habitat degradation, even if they seem healthy now. Similarly, colonization credit indicates that restored areas may take decades to fully recover as species take time to return. Understanding these delays can help us make better conservation decisions and address the long-term consequences of our actions today, especially regarding issues like climate change and land use. The challenge lies in recognizing that while we may not see the effects immediately, the decisions we make now will have lasting impacts on future generations. And then, seventh from Ecstatic Integration, The Haunting of Sean Ryan. Sean Ryan, a former Navy SEAL turned podcaster, has recently shared troubling experiences following his use of psychedelics like Ibogaine and 5-MeO-DMT at a retreat. Initially, he spoke passionately about the healing potential of these substances, but now he claims to be under spiritual attack, having sought multiple exorcisms with no relief. Ryan's journey began with a troubled past involving addiction and a career in security contracting, but he found success through his podcast, gaining millions of followers with confessional interviews. In 2023, after a series of personal crises, he became increasingly interested in the paranormal, claiming to have experienced divine encounters. His podcast surged in popularity, even featuring high-profile political figures. However, the tragic death of a guest who sought to reveal UFO secrets led to a spike in controversy around his content. Recently, Ryan has expressed skepticism about psychedelics, suggesting they may open doors to dangerous realms, and he's now focusing more on his faith and the concept of evil. His shift has left many questioning the future of the psychedelic movement and its advocates. Next, 8th from FIES.org. Global database reveals why no two cities' food emissions look the same. A recent study from Leiden researchers has created a global database that highlights how food-related emissions vary significantly across different cities. The findings suggest that cities like Amsterdam could cut their food emissions by up to 50% simply by shifting to more sustainable diets. In contrast, cities like Dhaka and Delhi face different challenges. Here, the priority should be on improving food production methods to ensure wider access to food, rather than just changing dietary habits. This research emphasizes that there's no one-size-fits-all solution for creating sustainable food systems. Each city has unique needs and circumstances, which means tailored strategies are essential. For instance, while some cities can focus on consumer choices, others need to address production practices to make a real impact. Overall, the study underscores the importance of understanding local contexts in the fight against food-related emissions. Up next, 9th from FIES.org. London has one of the lowest violent crime rates of any region in England, and Wales tops a global ranking of the best cities and pays more in taxes than it receives back in public spending. But the public overestimates how likely Londoners are to become victims of crime, underestimates the capital's international standing, and has little idea it is the key contributor to public finances, according to a new study from the Policy Institute at King's College London. London misperceptions. Study reveals what Britons get wrong. And then, 10th from Mongabay, Javan rhinos survive eruption in Indonesia, but single habitat leaves species vulnerable. Observational reports from Ujung Kulon National Park rangers show that the Javan rhinos have not been harmed by the recent eruption of Mount Anak Krakatau. The volcano, 50 kilometers away, sent ash across Java and Sumatra, but the rhino's habitat felt only minor vibrations and noise for the moment today. Artie Andono, park head, says the animals look normal and rangers remain on guard, keeping a close eye on any changes. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.